has a lady in our mentions. At least I'm calling her a lady, though her claim to that cognomen is unquestionably shady. There's a person in our mansions, which she says her name is Brady. So for short, we call her Mrs. B. Although, well, never mind. Mrs. B. Mrs. B. How I miss poor Brady, mum, she says to me. I says, no doubt, mum, you miss Brady. Same as what I miss O'Grady. But my husband was a husband, Mrs. B. And that's what poor dear O'Grady would have called the retort courteous. Excuse me a minute while I eat a clove. You know, I always have to eat a clove when I've been to see Mrs. Willis. She does season her bread and butter so much. Never mind, she's a dear good-natured soul. She's the only woman friend I've got. A friend in need. Mind you, poor dear O'Grady, he's dead and gone, but he was always very fond of Mrs. Willis. Many's the day he said to me, Lulu, you've got a true friend in Mrs. Willis. And he was right. She's the only woman that stuck to me after he was hors de combat. And I appreciate it very much. Mind you, he was a good judge of a woman, was O'Grady. He knew what he was doing when he left. And he had a very good job. I miss him very much. He was head cook at a glue factory. A very swell job, if a trifle, if bloominess. But I'm not myself this evening. I'm a bit excited. Of course, I've got a bit of clutching at the throat, a little spasms. But then it's my own fault. I'm a silly girl. I've not been careful with my dieting lately. Now, only this morning, Mrs. Willis, it's been her birthday. She and I clubbed together, and we had toad in the hole for dinner. You know, toad in the hole, hunting for the sausage. I found the sausage, and poor Mrs. Willis slipped on the batter. And then, you see, I was very foolish. I had a cup of strong tea just before I came out, and I was tempted with some cucumber that was on the table, and that's finished it, you see. The cucumber and the hot tea, it causes it to exuberate, sort of resurrection of the toad in the hole. Although it isn't toad in the hole now, it's frog in the throat. I do carry on, don't I, but I can't hear, but I'm excited. That Mrs. B has just said a thing to me I'll never forgive her for. Of course, I don't know whether I ought to tell you this, it's a secret, but of course, we're all together. I know it'll go no further. You must understand that when poor dear O'Grady was alive, he and I were as happy as a couple of birds on a twig. There was only one fly in the ointment to mar the happiness of our domestic connubiality. Our union was not blessed. And you see, this Mrs. B is aware of that fact, and she's always referring to it. Only this morning she came down to me and she says, look at our Herbert, her son. I couldn't stand it any longer, throwing her son up in my face. I rushed straight upstairs to my bedroom. I went to my chest of drawers and I got out my marriage lines. I took them down, I showed them to Mrs. B. I said, Mrs. B, have you ever seen anything like these in your life? She looked at them for a moment and she said, that's funny. She says, fancy you taking out a license and you haven't got a dog. But Mrs. B, Mrs. B, if you could have heard the names that she called me. But I said, as I'm a lady, good night, dearest Mrs. Brady. You're in tossy, ossicated, Mrs. Mrs. B. And now I'm going off to get some bromo seltzer.